I want you to open your Bibles with me, please, in the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth. We were asking the question, how do you cope in the day of tragedy? Our brother and our sister has given testimony to the grace of God, helping them in the midst of their need. I want us to turn here in this book of Ruth and just read some verses through this chapter. Number one, came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites in the, of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. They took them wives of the woman of Moab. The name of one was Orpha, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of their two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. Naomi said unto her daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. They lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpha kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people, unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge, and thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So the two went until they came to Bethlehem. It came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me, or ye me, Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. It's an amazing story here. We're thinking of the words or the question, how do we cope in the day of tragedy? The story that is before us is a story of tragedy. I want you to see a little family here. I want to see a mom and dad and two children, two boys. Think of all the happiness of that home whenever these children were growing up. And then it was a time of
Great moral deterioration. It was a time when Israel was in deep trouble. Everything seemed to be falling apart. And yet in the midst of all the darkness, when we read the book of Ruth, we find that there's a light shines in the midst of the darkness. We were thinking just a few weeks ago about the Day of Remembrance. We're thinking about the Day of the Judges. That was at this time. We said there were three characteristics of that time. First of all, it was a time of great apathy, where the people were indifferent concerning the things of God. And then we noticed how that apathy turned to apostasy. There was a great falling away, turning away from the things of God, from the God of Israel. And then we find that apathy turning to apostasy ended up in anarchy. The Word of God tells us that every man did that which is right in his own eyes. It was a day of idolatry. It was a day of immorality. That's the time here that's spoken of, because notice in the first verses, now it came to pass in the day when the judges ruled. That's the day, that's the time when the story is unfolding. It's a time when everything's falling apart in the land. Friend, let me tell you, everything's about to fall apart in this home. Because we see that there's famine. Elimelech and Naomi, they tried to run away from their problems. They were faced with problem. There was a famine in the land. They heard that there was plenty of food in Moab, so they decided to turn their back on the problems. Say, how do I handle problems? I run away from them. Bury my head in the sand, forget that they're there, and hope that somehow when I lift my head out of the sand, that somehow they're away. Friend, it doesn't happen that way. And here we find that this mom and dad, they take their children with them and they go into a far country. They pick up their sons and they go to Moab to avoid the problem. I suppose somebody says you can't blame them. Let me tell you this, my friend. You know what they found out? There were more problems in Moab. Instead of turning their back on the problem, instead of running away from their problem, instead of facing their problems, instead of coping with their problems, friends, let me tell you, they went deeper down into problems. You know why? Because many of the problems were the problem in their heart, and they took the problem with them. See, some people think, you know, that what I need to do is just, if I'm facing a problem situation in life, what I do is this, I just lift up and move away. Got a problem, you're taking yourself with you. Quite often the major problems inside. And here we find they didn't ask the will of God, they didn't ask the mind of God. Instead of trusting God to provide for them in the land which God had called them to, they decided, listen, let's go to Moab. You know what you find out, friend? Problems don't disappear. Just don't disappear like that. You see, they lived by sight instead of by faith. All they could see in Bethlehem, Judah, was hunger. And all they could see was pain. But of course, it's always greener on the other side of the fence, isn't it? For all they could see or hear about Moab was, it was a land of plenty. But friend, Moab was a heathen country. It was a place of idolatry. It's a place of worshipping false gods. They were down there in Moab, they were descendants of Lot. You want to find their history, friend? Read the Word of God. You remember the terrible sin that entered into Lot's home and the incestuous relationship? That's exactly where you get the Moabites from. Instead of running to God with their problem, they thought they could go to Moab. Somebody running from problems tonight in this meeting? You know the greatest problem that a man has? The problem of sin. It's a sin problem. It's a heart problem. And yet, my friend, you know, you think that all you've got to do is, you've got problems in life, just move away. Move on. They live by sight instead of faith. What they did in reality was live for the physical. Listen, far better to be hungry in the will of God, let me tell you, than to be full outside the will of God. There was a problem here. There was a spiritual detention. They traveled 50 miles, friend. 50 miles out of the will of God. Now, the Bible says here they went to sojourn. In other words, they didn't intend to stay. Their plan was this. They would just stay a while. Just sojourn for a wee while. They lived 10 years in it. Well, when they got down into that land, Elimelech died. They planned those fields to be fruitful fields. Let me tell you, friend, it turned out into a cemetery. The fruitful fields that they thought was down there in Moab, the fields turned into a cemetery. She raised the first. She erected the first stone at Elimelech's death. She builds her life around her two sons. These two boys brought her great hope. And I'm sure for a while brought her great happiness. She built her life around them. And then they got married. Took two daughters of Moab. One was called Orpha and the other was called Ruth. And she was called Naomi. Then instead of laughter, nothing but tears. Word of God says that, verse 5, and Mahlon and Chilion died. Also both of them. He's all alone. Now, I know time's away tonight, and I'm not going to detain you, but let me say this to you. Here's a little study for yourself. When you see the three women here, how do you cope with tragedy? And here's three women. One's Naomi, one's Orpha, and the other's Ruth. And the three women's hearts breaking. How did they cope with tragedy? Let me give it to you. We see one and she's grieving. We see one and she's leaving. And we see the other, and she's cleaving. Now, that's not mine, just in case you thought that's very original, Mr. McCrain. You know, you're very bright in that. I found that, it was actually a brother told me last night, I was at a meeting, I said I was going to speak to these three women. He said, did you hear this? And he gave them. But here's the one that I want to leave with you. Listen to you. How did you cope with tragedy? Listen, Naomi tried to cover up. Orpha, she decided to give up. And Ruth decided to stand up. You know, Naomi, she tried to cover up. Let me explain to you. Naomi heard that there was plenty in the land of Bethlehem and Judah now, and she was wanting to go home. She was brokenhearted, she was grieving. But there were two girls here. And these two girls were two strangers. They weren't of the people of Judah. Or they weren't from the country of Naomi's fathers. And in reality, whenever these two girls would come with Naomi back to the land of Bethlehem, Judah, they would be evidence to her people that she had disobeyed God, that she had walked out of the will of God. Who are they? Here's your daughter-in-law. Who are they? They're Moabites. Who? Your sons married Moabites? How did they marry Moabite? Where did they get them? You see, she tried to cover up. Because she didn't want her people to know that she had walked out
of the will of God.
Then let me tell you, God knows your heart tonight. And if you have walked outside the will of God, as Naomi did, friend, then I have to tell you, you better own up to it. Because whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. God will have to deal with you. If you're walking in rebellion against God, friend, listen, if you're really a child of God, and that's what our brother and sister was talking about, if you're really saved, not a profession, not my friend little signed card as a child or anything else, if you're really a child of God, then God will have to deal with you as a child. And whom the Father loveth, he chasteneth. Aye, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And rather than take the girls home and the people to find out that she had walked in the time of need, that she and her husband had walked out of the will of God, friend, she says, go back home, girls. And friend, the sad thing is this, how far you can go. Because she said, go back to your father's house. And she said, go back to your gods. What a tragedy. She tried to cover up quickly. Orpha. She gave up. You see, whenever Ruth, or whenever Naomi said to these girls, go home, immediately, Orpha left. Oh, yes. Verse number 12, turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. Verse 14, and they lifted up their voice and they wept again. Orpha kissed her mother-in-law. And she turns her back. And she goes home. Listen, friend, she was first of all journeying with Naomi. The Bible says, wherefore, verse 7, she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. It seemed to be that everything was well. It seemed to be that everything was going grand. They were going to make their journey to the place where God would bless them. But instead of that, even though it seemed she started outright, yet in reality, her heart wasn't right. How easy the trouble turned her back. Listen to me carefully, friend. Do you know something? You never hear of her again. That's the last. She turned away because in reality, her heart was not right. Yes, it is true. Naomi, she was pleasant. That was her name means. But she said, call me not Naomi, call me bitter. God has dealt bitterly with me. Yes, she was truly in the family of God. But how sad whenever she got away from God. What a tragedy, begging these two wee lassies whose hearts were broken. Go home to your father's house. Go home to your gods. See, when a person backslides, friend, let me tell you this. Their lives, until God deals with them and God crushes them and God brings them back to the place of repentance, I want to tell you this, they do some danger to the work of God. They hurt the work of Christ. But I believe Orphan was never in the family. Oh yes, you married the son of the family of Bethlehem Judah. But she herself was never one. And now we find that she kisses Naomi.
and you at home again. And that's the end of her story. You never hear of her again. Holy Ghost is silent. Here's the last thought. Naomi turns to Ruth and says, Ruth, you see what Naomi or what Orpha's done. Ruth, why don't you go too? You know my heart's breaking. Your heart's breaking. Listen, you're a young woman. I can't give you a son for a husband. But go home and get a husband for you. Get a husband for yourself in your father's house. Way back home amongst your gods. Here's God's child Naomi advising this. Her heart's far from God. She says, call me bitter. Coping with tragedy. Friend, are you Naomi? Are you bitter with God? You're angry with God tonight. Are you fighting God? Let me tell you, when Elvis and Valerie asked me a question as a pastor, why did God allow that to happen in their family? I don't know the answer. But I do know that God is good, friend, and I know that God has promised that He'll work all things together for good to them that love the Lord. And I have to in my own life. I've got to go back into the arms of Christ when I can't understand, when I can't see His face. I just trust His hand. And I say, Lord, I can't see the way before me. But Lord, remember my hands and yours. And you just do the leading. Are you better tonight? Yes, Naomi decided to cover up, grieving bitter. Orpha decided to give up, leaving, go home. But Ruth decided to stand up, cleaving. She faced the situation. Yes, she was wounded. Yes, she was bruised with sorrow. But she made an important decision, friend. She said this, verse 16, entreat me not to leave thee, nor return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God be my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also. If aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left off speaking. Praise God, she had the courage to stand up and walk the walk of faith. In spite of circumstances, in spite of the example of Orpha, in spite of the advice of Naomi, something had happened in Ruth's heart. And she says, I'm not going back. I'm going on. My friend, listen. Coping with tragedy. You can leave God's house better tonight. And I'll tell you this. And every day it'll get darker for you. For you don't fight God and prosper. Or you can give up and say, what's the use? Or you can say, listen, I'm trusting a sovereign God. And I'm going on with Him. I've decided to follow Jesus. And I'm not turning back. The cross before me. And the world I've left behind me. I can hear Ruth say, and I'm not going back. Oh, get to the cross tonight. Come to the Savior. Jesus, healer of broken hearts, heal this heart of mine. If your heart's broken tonight, listen, come to the loving arms of the Savior. Nestle yourself in the Savior's breast and lay your head there. And praise God, He'll undertake. And He'll lead you and He'll guide you until He brings you home. And He'll give you plenty. Look, read the story, friend. Read the rest of the book. It's a story of love. Listen, do you know what Ruth found? She found in the will of God there was love there waiting for her. Love! My, whatever Boaz put his arms around her and embraced her. I could hear her say, thank God! Hey, thank God I made the right choice. There's no disappointment in my God. He has worked it all together for good. For I love you, Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Thou knowest the hearts of the people who are gathered here, many with problems and difficulties. And Father, there's been the temptation to cover up and try and pretend there's nothing wrong. Yet, Father, we can't face or will not prosper amidst life's tragedies and amidst life's circumstances, amidst life's trials, if we try to cover up and pretend. Yet, Lord, we know we're grieving inside and we're hurting inside and we're bitter inside. You know, the old devil has come to some of these folks and told them to give up. What's the use? Just move on, move out. Yet our God, our Father, Orpha did it. And the Holy Book's silent of her. She never did anything for God after it. She lost everything. Well, Lord, tonight I pray in Jesus' name, give them grace to stand up and go on. Give them grace tonight to stand up in faith. And cleave. Not only to Naomi. But to cleave to God. Jesus, refuge of my soul. Oh God, tonight bring them to the place of shelter. Bring them to the place of peace. Even in the midst of the storm. Tonight we invite you to Christ. The meeting will be over with a benediction, friend. But I say, I beg you in God's name, please. Get to the cross. Get to Jesus tonight. Get to the blood. Thank God there's pardon there. Thank God there's provision there. And nothing to spare. Thank God there's peace there. Peace through the blood of Jesus. May God give you grace to come.